This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before we start our Al-Ahli Jams tonight, you may have heard of what's happening in Palestine. It would be a shame of us not to talk or not to mention just briefly what is going on because saving lives is not only the duty of doctors. Saving lives is also the duty of us Muslims. And those people who are dying there or being abused or being transgressed, you come and you pray the masjid freely. There's nobody who would point out a finger or a gun at you or the hit you or the baton or the stick. Just because you're coming in and praying the masjid, you come to pray freely. Those people, they only because they say La ilaha illallah. Those are our brothers, those are our sisters, our aunties, our uncles, our moms and dads. We have to feed what they're going to. And the least we could do, if you cannot use your pen, or if you cannot use your tongue to speak about injustice, the least you could do is make dua for them. Palestine is not the matter of Palestinians. It is the matter of all the Muslims, wherever they are, all over the world. In China as well. And this, subhanAllah, happens every Ramadan. In Palestine, in China, every Ramadan, every year, they go, they make them break their fast, and they make them drink alcohol to break their fast. They make them kill a break. No, it's no fasting in China. Again, you live in this country, you should be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. But still, we're not going to just say Alhamdulillah, but keep service and okay, move on. And that is not move on. We need to do something about this, inshaAllah ta'ala. What can you do? Think of what can you do. At least is, like I said, if you're not helping with your mouth, with your tongue, with your pen, talking to your MPs or talking to the government, make some dua. You know, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate what our brothers and sisters in Palestine are going through. The Qari Jazakumullah Khair today, they will be covering. Again, it's becoming more difficult really upon me because all these surahs, we're not giving them the haqq. Surah An-Nur today. Surah An-Nur I have seminars on just Surah An-Nur itself. Seminar, we can talk about it for months, Surah An-Nur. Surah Al-Furqan, one of my favorite surahs. In fact, Al-Furqan, there's one particular ayah which I will, share with you. And Surah Al-Shu'ara. So there are three surahs that they're covering today, inshallah ta'ala. Surah An-Nur, which is a Madani surah. Brothers and sisters, just, so that you can, know this in a nutshell. If you hear any surah that talks about ahkam, that talks about rulings, that talk about halal haram, know it is Madani surah. Because all the ahkam, all the shara'i' are being revealed in Medina. Other than that, it's a Makki surah. So Surah An-Nur talks a lot about ahkam, about ruling, especially it is a surah for families, it is a surah for households. It's a surah for the children, it's a surah for the adab. It's actually a social adab. It's a Madani surah. And then Surah Al-Furqan, it's a Makki surah. And Surah Al-Shu'ara is a Makki surah as well. Let's talk about Surah An-Nur. Allah Azza wa Jal starts off talking with the stern punishment of those who commit, wal'iyadu billah, adultery, zina, wazani wazaniya, both male and female zani. Allah Azza wa Jal talk about the stern punishment. And brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad Azza wa Jal, when he talked about the sins that doom one to hell, there are seven sins that doom one to hell. There are so many major sins. There's a book by Imam Al-Dhahabi that talks about 100 major sins. But the Prophet Muhammad talks about seven that are more than the doom one to hell. The worst of the worst. Seven of them. Amongst these seven major sins is zina. And zina is not only the private parts that commit zina. The Prophet also says about the eye commits zina, and the zina of the eye is looking at haram. The tongue commits zina, the ear commits zina, but listen to haram. So this is, something to be really, really careful of. And then in Surah An-Nur, Allah Azza wa Jalla also talk about that very, very sad story. The slandering of Aisha, radiallahu anha wa allaha. The slandering of Aisha, who is accused of committing again zina. committing haram. The story of the Prophet Muhammad, whenever he used to travel, he used to cast lots with his wives, and then to see whose wife he's going to take with him. And that came to turn of Aisha radiallahu anha wa allaha. They used to take women and they used to put them in this hawdaj. You know, in this like a camel. In the camel there's like a little tent. That tent is called hawdaj. That tent is called hawdaj. So they used to put their women inside those tents. Aisha was so light. So they rested, they took the hawdaj down. She went to take care of her knees. They came back, they lifted the hawdaj, they put it on the camel, and they moved on. They did not realize that Aisha was not there. So it's a long story. Aisha, she came back. Prophet Muhammad, whenever he used to go for an expedition, he used to always to leave someone behind. If they were to drop something, or they were to lose something, that man from behind, who came in from behind, he would pick it up and then move on. That man came from behind, he looked from very far, and then he saw this woman. And he knew it was Aisha radiallahu anha, because he said, he used to know me in Jahiliyyah. He used to know me in Jahiliyyah. She says, by Allah, he did not speak to me. He just came, he brought the camel, and then he turned. Why did he turn? So that when she rides the camel, she would not get exposed. And even if she was to get exposed, he would not look at her. You know. So he did not speak a word to her. And then he took her to Medina, and that's where the head of the hypocrites, the master of the hypocrites, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who started that, you know, that rumor, and then it spread amongst the people of Medina, accusing Aisha radiallahu anha of zina with Safwan ibn Mu'attil. Safwan, one of the very, very prominent Sahabis. So this is what, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the story here, and not the full story, but in fact talk about those who spread rumors accusing women in their chastity. It's called Hadithatul Ifk in Arabic, or the slandering of Aisha radiallahu anha wa allaha. Verse number 12, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, the Qari, he just recited it in when he first started with talking, you know, I think when he was doing يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتْبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ in Isha. In verse number 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never says, oh you who believe, don't follow shaitan. What does he say? Oh you who believe, don't follow? Khutuwat. What is khutuwat? Footsteps. Exactly. Shaitan does not come and tell you, commit zina. Shaitan does not come and tell you, do kufr. There's always steps. There's always nadratun, fabtisamatun, fasalamun, fakalamun, faliqa'un, famusibatun. You know, it starts with a look, and then from a look to say, he says, smile, akhi. What's wrong with you? Smile. And then he smiles, say hi. Hi, sister. Give her da'wah. Little steps. But the da'wah cannot be here. This is public. Go private. Go somewhere nice and give da'wah. This is how shaitan works. So he says, this is a gem here. Don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. And then another beautiful gem, verse number 22. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْيَعْفُ وَلْيَصْفَحُ. This is with regard to Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, there was this man. He was, you know, he used to support him. His name is Mustah. He used to financially support him. And this particular man, he accused Aisha for committing zina. He accused her in her chastity. So Abu Bakr says, I'm supporting you financially. And you're talking bad about my own daughter? So he stopped, you know, supporting him. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed, let them pardon and forgive. Don't you want Allah to pardon you? Then he says, I shall. I want Allah to pardon me. And the story here, the lesson here, forgive and pardon and let go. Your sister, your brother, your cousin, your friend, let go, pardon, learn to forgive, inshaAllah ta'ala, just like Abu Bakr. You can tell me, but you don't know what they have done. They couldn't have done something worse than what this man is doing to the daughter of Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, you know. So please learn to forgive and to let go. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the nur. Why is it called Surah Nur? The nur is mentioned 7 times in this surah. Allah nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the nur of the heavens and earth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in verse 40, when he talks about the nur, and he says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِن نُورٍ. Verse number 40. And whom Allah Azza wa Jalla does not make nur for them, there is nobody can give them nur. If you find some people who, mashallah, very could be very successful, they could have, mashallah, beautiful house and a beautiful car and mashallah, quwwatillah, businesses and whatnot, but Allah has prevented them from their nur. Sisters, Sister Faizah, alaikum salam. Allah has prevented them from His nur. What nur are we talking about here? North? What North?
Hidayah.
Aywa, give her. Give her 2 chocolates. Northern Hidayah. The North of Hidayah. You could be having so many things, but if Allah does not give you Hidayah, you will stray. There's either Noor, and the opposite of Noor is Dhalam, darkness. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us. So that's a journey. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the etiquettes, you know, especially the etiquettes of the children. You know, don't just go and then when your parents are at home, you know, like you follow your mother then in their rooms, don't just barge in. You need to, there's some sort of etiquettes, you know, with some sort of like asking for permission before you go in. So Allah talks about that in the Quran. Also, when you go visit someone, if you knock at the door and then don't keep on looking around into making sure like who's there, who's not there. You just knock at the door and then move back. This is also, you know, another etiquette that Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about. Surah Al-Furqan quickly. Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in Surah Al-Furqan, it's warning to the non-believers, those who deny the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then verse number 27, amazing verse, remember this verse. And the brothers here, the youth, those who have friends, those who befriend people who may not be beneficial to you, make sure that you meticulously select who your friends are. There was this man by the name of Abu Mu'ayt. You know, he was not a believer. And he has a very close friend of him. And then one time he sat with the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and he was almost going to believe in the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. His friend came back and he says, did you believe in Rasulullah, in Muhammad? In Muhammad, he says, no, I just came. He invited me for lunch and I went. And then I just said, you know, the Prophet says, you know, if you don't believe in me, I won't eat. And this is a shame for the Arab. If somebody invites you and give you food, you have to eat that food. And the Prophet says, I will not eat your food unless you believe in La ilaha illallah. So he said, I just said it. He says, I will no longer be your friend unless you go and spit at the face of the Prophet. Oh, Muhammad, he said the Prophet, says Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he goes and he knocked at the door of the Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet Muhammad opened the door and he spat on his face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَظُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَلَى الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنْسَانِ خَذُولًا. The man, the day of the judgment, this man will bite on his hand and he will say, I wish I followed the path of the Prophet. I wish I did not follow so and so, that friend who misguided me. And this is, and then same surah, verse number 63, Allah talks about Ibad al-Rahman. Please go back and read Surah Al-Furqan. Surah Al-Furqan. Allah talks about the slaves of Ar-Rahman. Ibad al-Rahman, he talks about their qualities. And this is my most favorite surah. My most personal favorite ayah. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَام. When the jahil, they speak to them, what do they say? Salam. I've got no time to waste. Salaam. Brothers and sisters, Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse 3. Lastly, 1 minute. Surah Al-Shu'ara, it started talk about, you know, qasas, again, stories of the prophets, Musa, Fir'aun. It talks about Nuh, it talks about Hud, it talks about Salih, it talks about Ibrahim. Stories to empower you and I. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verse number 89, and we'll end with this, 89. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day when your wealth and your children will not be of benefit to you except that who comes to Allah with what's here? قَلْب سَلِيمٍ, with a sound heart. Your money will not be of benefit to you on the day of judgment. Your children, your families, your loved ones will not be of benefit to you on the day of judgment. What will benefit you? If you were to come with a sound heart. Please clean your heart. This is your chance. Please clean this heart from hasad, first and foremost, envy. Clean it from animosity, from holding grudges. Learn to let go. Breathe in, breathe out. Jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu fikum. Abka mahabbat katuhu, all of you. In the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.